This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Wednesday, the 6th of March. Hours after Sam Kerr revelled in scoring a historic FA Cup hat-trick, the soccer superstar became entangled in an argument over a taxi fare that allegedly led to her racially aggravated abuse of a London police officer. News: the 30-year-old Matildas captain had been charged and will now face a criminal trial, stunned Football Australia, which said it knew nothing of the case. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 6 months in prison. More than 30 drivers fleeing bushfires were caught speeding after a camera was left operating in an emergency zone in Victoria's West. The Herald Sun has confirmed police will review 31 offences recorded in Beaufort on February 13 when an emergency Leave Now alert was in place, and all tickets are likely to be scrapped from the record. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
It's been revealed kids as young as 10 are getting away with violent crimes across regional New South Wales because courts rule they do not know right from wrong, even after bragging that police will never catch me. The state's regional crime epidemic is being fuelled by recidivist youth offenders, with fed-up police and locals calling on the New South Wales government to close legal and bail loopholes that are seeing kids put back on the streets immediately after stealing cars and committing armed robberies. And approval has been granted for South Australia's first institutional build-to-rent project, which will bring 240 new units to the western suburbs in a boon for the fledgling market. US investor Sentinel Real Estate has secured approval for a massive mixed-use development on a 4,000 square metre site in Bowden, which will include 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units purpose-built for renters.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.